أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that Allah has created everything for the benefit of mankind. The earth and everything that grows from the earth, the skies and the water that comes down from above from the clouds, the effect of the sun rays, the moon, etc., the wind, and this causes all the things to grow for mankind and from which mankind benefits. Also for all the other necessities of mankind, to build his house, to eat, all the food that he gets, etc. All this Allah Ta'ala had made for mankind. And this was for the body of this human being. And until it is a fetus in the womb of the mother, that body is lifeless. Then Allah Ta'ala puts in the ruh, and that is the real life. So all this was made for the body. And though that is necessary and very important also, but the main is the ruh, that is the life. If there is no life and the child is born like that, it is buried immediately. It is a stillborn baby. As long as we are living and the ruh is in the body, then all the needs of this body are being fulfilled. As soon as the ruh again goes out, then this body is dead. Now the immediate thing is to think of burial and burying this body. This body is not the important thing, the ruh. And the food and sustenance of the ruh, that comes from Allah Ta'ala. And so Allah Ta'ala explains the creation of mankind from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and through mankind and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in particular, and man in general, that Allah has made him Khalifatullah fil Ardh, the Khalifa of Allah, the visitor and the deputy of Allah on the earth. And that is all for the sustenance of the ruh, the body, the ruh, the soul. For that Allah Ta'ala is now explaining that Allah has created mankind, and from there the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and actually every person, every man was supposed to do the work of Allah, the work on the ruh. That is the most important. So that was one aspect. That is, one is only this human being could benefit from all the things which Allah has created. And secondly, only he is fit to become the Khalifa of Allah, the visitant of Allah Ta'ala on this earth. However, before that, there were two other creations of Allah also. One was the Malaika, the Farishtas. They were, Allah created them, and Allah created them for Noor, from Noor. But this creation of Allah Ta'ala, the Malaika, they cannot benefit from all these things which Allah has created. Farishtas don't feel hungry, so they don't need any food. They don't have any wives, they don't have any sexual desire whatsoever, not in the least, but not even the thoughts of it. So all the things of this world, having a wife, having children, the malaika are not, they're not capable for that. They are not made in that way. They don't need a home to live in. They don't become sick that they need medicine. They don't become sad. Nothing like that. Allah has made them that they only worship Allah Ta'ala. So they could not benefit from all these things what Allah has created, neither could they become the visitants, the deputies of Allah Ta'ala. They haven't got feelings to know how a person feels, that when he's hungry, how he feels, when he's angry, how he feels, when he's sad, how he feels, when lust overtakes him, then how he feels. Farishtas have got no idea whatsoever. So they were not fit for that position. The other creation which Allah had created before man was jinn, the jinnat. They, though they have been created from fire, but also Allah has created the jinnat in such a way that they also don't need any homes to live in. They don't need cars to travel. Allah made them such, they can go through solid buildings, they can just pass through. And they don't need anything of this world. A little bit they need, but farishtas don't need anything of this world. Jinnat do need, but much less. They don't need homes. In order to fight somebody, they don't need weapons whatsoever, any swords or any weapon whatsoever. All this is in the lot of insan. And one particular thing of jinnat is their imagination is much, much more stronger than their reality. Just what they imagine, just imagine, they feel that is reality and that is what they work for. And that makes them extremely weak, because their whole existence is on imagination, not on reality. Whatever they imagine, that they make the object of life and they work towards that. Any mission of theirs, that imagination of theirs, which is just an imaginary thing, they work on that. And not on reality. Whereas insan was the complete opposite. He works on reality. So he needs all the things of this world which Allah has created also. And in this life then, it is only insan that who could become now the deputy of Allah, Khalifatullah fil ard, and the vicegerent of Allah, and fulfill the duties which of Allah Ta'ala in this world. For that, from the right at the beginning, Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and then all the creation, and in his progeny all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. In his progeny, finally, the greatest of the Anbiya, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also Allah created from the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, from mankind. So mankind generally is much more superior when they do righteous than the malaika also, than the jinnat also. And if they do wrong, they fall much more below also. And this mankind is such that Allah has blessed in them the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and Sayyidul Kawnain Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. And these people, mankind generally, particularly the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and after them all the righteous, the shuhada, the salihin, and all the righteous people, Allah made them their Khalifatullah, the representatives of Allah Ta'ala in this world. So Allah Ta'ala then explains in this ayat that how Allah has chosen this creation of His for this great important duty. And for us from our side, we should understand what is the purpose of Allah creating us, why we are here in this world, not just to eat, drink, go to toilet, sleep, etc., but a much, much more superior purpose Allah has made us. Allah has not put us here as business people, as professional people, to earn our living, just to build houses and just to live in this world. Our purpose of life is much, much more superior than that. That is explained also in these ayat. May Allah make it that it dawns upon us, and before we leave this world, the purpose for what we came, we fulfill that object for which Allah has sent us in this world, and that is to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala in our lives and in the whole world as well. وآخر دعوانا